winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at YieldLeader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest Yield Leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Kearney Catholic for the D19 Girls Sub-District semifinals here tonight. All four teams know each other very, very well in this sub-district, as all are members of the Fort Kearney Conference, so they have played each other at least once throughout the course of the year. Where our doubleheader tonight will begin with top-seeded Overton taking on number four seed Axtell. That'll be followed by second-seeded Elm Creek. And they actually will be the visiting team as they take on Wilcox-Hildreth. Actually, Wilcox-Hildreth is a two seed, and they will be the visiting team. Well, we'll deal with that when we come to it. Our first game tonight, Overton and Axtell, is a matchup of a couple of teams that are playing some pretty solid basketball down the stretch. Overton at 16-6 overall. Part of that victory during those runs, part of those victories was winning the conference tournament as the number one seed. So congratulations to them. Made them officially red hot heading down the stretch. But Axtell, who struggled early in the year in part because of some injuries. They had knee injuries, ankle injuries, tonsillectomies, the whole enchilada. But they have now won seven of their last eight ball games and are playing some of their best ball of the year. Their only loss during that stretch for Axtell when they won seven out of eight was a four-point loss against Overton back earlier this month on the 2nd of February. These two teams have gotten together twice. I mentioned the game in February. Overton also won the game against Axtell back in December, 64-59. So losses for Axtell the two times they played Overton, and Overton probably for that reason would come in as the favorite in this game. Plus, they are 16-6 on the season, Axtell at 13-9, and Axtell did have to play last night, eliminating Amherst to earn a spot here in this game, as they won that one fairly comfortable against the Lady Broncos, 50-34. Randy Bush got it with you, and Jeff Babel going to help me out with some statistics and the color as well. And again, Jeff, this is the time of year you certainly want to be playing your best ball, and both of these two teams right now seem to be doing exactly that.
Yeah, and it's sub-district, it's district time, Randy. You throw out the records at 0-0 in a district like this where every team has a winning record and a couple of teams that have played each other twice. It's tough to beat a team not only once or twice, but that third time is tough. Both times they played, it seemed like it was within two to three possessions. So Axtell winning seven of eight, although Overton's the favorite tonight, I wouldn't be surprised if Axtell did pull off the upset here as well.
It is the NewTek Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and NewTek Seed. NewTek is your yield leader. Contact the NewTek Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Round to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of NewTek Seed. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth, in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
And welcome back here to the D19 Girls Sub-District Basketball Tournament. Let's give you the starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for the Axtell Wildcats, who will be in their road purple uniforms. Their lineup is going to be Kit Wells, a 5'5 junior. She's averaging right at 5 points per ball game. Laura Lundeen is 5'5 and a senior. She's averaging 16.9 points a contest. Gabrielle Nickel, a 5'5 senior, is averaging 6.4 points a ball game. Carly Prosowski, 5'6 and a senior, is averaging right at 6 points. And Hannah Kring, a 5'11 junior, is averaging 11.5 points for head coach Kelly Cooksley. Now for the number one seed in the sub-district, Overton. They'll be in their home white uniforms. The starters will be Danny Jewett, 5'8 and a junior. Jewett on the year is averaging 6.8 points per ball game. Addie Fisher, 5'6 and a senior, is averaging 5.6 points. Kinsey Enix, 5'7 and a senior. Enix is averaging 22.9 points a contest. Abby Miller is 5'6 and a senior, averaging 5.5 points a ball game. And Madison Beavers, 5'9 and a senior. Beavers is averaging 9.2 points per ball game for head coach Chelsea Losey. Now, one other thing to note, we kind of talked about how Axe Devil is getting healthy. Overton fighting a little bit of injury and sickness bug here. Kayla Grubb is not in attendance tonight for Overton. She is under the weather, so she's back home listening, I'm sure, and hoping for some good things to happen here so they can continue to move on. And also a sore wrist here for Danny Jewett as it is tightly wrapped. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with a tip right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
And welcome back here again. The starting lineup for Axtell: Wells, Lundeen, Nickel, Prasoski, and Kring. For Overton, it'll be Jewett, Fisher, Enix, Miller, and Beavers. Your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. We're just about ready to tip this one off for Axtell. It'll be Prasoski, and she'll be jumping against Kinsey Enix. Enix averaging right around 23 points per ball game, and she'll get it started by winning the tip as Jewett came up with it. Enix will dribble off of a screen, fire the three on the right side, a little bit short. She fights, gets her own rebound. Nice pass through the lane, shot no good on the inside for Jewett. Jewett gets the offensive rebound, and it's actually going to be put up by Madison Beavers the second time, and Beavers will get the first bucket of the ball game. So a couple of offensive rebounds here for Overton, and they have an early 2-0 lead. Top of the circle, here's Wells. Looking at a 2-3 zone. Slowing it down is going to be Lundeen. Lundeen picked up by Enix. And we'll throw it into the corner of the lane here. And a backdoor cut layup. No good for Wells. Offensive rebound and now a foul. Snagging the bound was Hannah Kring. And so far, both of these two teams' offenses are doing a great job of hitting the glass. The foul is going to be called on Madison Beavers. And for Beavers, that'll be her first, team's first. So two free throws coming up here, and the first one is up and good for Hannah Kring. Kring on the season is a 71% free throw shooter. Hasn't been there a whole lot, just 10 of 14 coming in, but she makes the first and now the second here. So we're tied at two, and Kinsey Enix will get the basketball. Axtell will try to double team it, but they get it off here for Addie Fisher, and Fisher is going to be hand checked, and there's going to be a foul that's called on Laura Lundeen. So a little bit of a hold here. Wilcox Hildreth coming in. They will be the home team in our next game as they'll be taking on Elm Creek. Enix dribbles into the top of the circle, kicks it on the baseline, open for the 15-foot jumper is going to be Fisher, and Fisher will stroke it in. So Overton with another two-point lead. They have led throughout, but it's only the first minute of the ball game. And Lundeen is going to be picked up as right now man-to-man is going Overton. They'll get it to the left elbow. That's Kring. Kring's pass through the lane off the hands of one of the Eagles and out of bounds. And so Addie Fisher will hand it to the official, and it'll be Axtell basketball underneath their own baseline. And Wells will watch everybody cycle in. Nothing going on there, so she'll kick it out here for Lundeen. Lundeen's going to back up, fire a three. It's a little bit short. Offensive rebound to Prososki. Prososki backs in. Will kick it out to the near the top of the circle. Now backing out to the top is going to be Lundeen. And Lundeen almost had it stolen away by Enix. And Enix forces her to pick up her dribble, so she'll pass the right side for Nickel. And they'll reset it. Top of the circle here is going to be Wells. Wells off the left side is Lundeen. Lundeen picked up there by Enix, and we'll give it off for Prososki. Prososki will pass, set a screen. Coming off of that screen is going to be Kring, top of the circle. Gives it left side for Lundeen. Axtell being very patient. A little seam here, flying in there, taking it off glass, rolling it in is going to be Laura Lundeen. It hit off the glass, went in and out, and then back off the glass and back in. So she rattles that one home, and now a seam here for Kinsey Enix. Her right-handed layup is no good. Nice take there, and it's rebounded by Hannah Kring. So Kring will land the possession, and quickly Axtell gets it on the baseline. A little runner on that left side, no good. Offensive rebound. Shot won't fall for Kring. Another offensive rebound. The extra pass will come right back into the hands of Gabrielle Nickel, who almost turned it over. She'll kick it out to Prososki. Prososki, a long two, top of the key, no good. And Madison Beavers will end the possession, rebounding the basketball here for Overton. We're tied at four. We played a minute and a half. And Kinsey Enix has the ball knocked away from her by Kit Wells. And then Wells is pushed out of bounds by Enix. Well, maybe not pushed out of bounds, but pushed enough to be whistled for a foul. So Overton turns over the ball. And nice job there defensively by Kit Wells.
Yeah, good pace of the game early. Randy, both teams just trying to settle in their offensive. Axtell was patient with their first shot. And Overton getting a couple quick baskets on their end.
And a couple of times when they've had the opportunity to attack, they find a little seam. They've been able to take it to the rim, and they've done a nice job of that. Here, an entry pass is not a good one, and Kinsey Enix will come up with a steal. She'll outlet it up ahead. Addie Fisher on the run, too far ahead. She lost the basketball. Now picking it up is going to be Wells. So here comes Prososki and the Wildcats, and she'll pull up 15 feet away. Jumper from the free throw line is no good, and going out of bounds is going to be... It's going to be a foul whistled on Axtell, I believe. Kinsey Enix was trying to get the ball, and they're saying that she was pushed there, and that'll be a foul here on Addie Fisher. I believe that's who they gave it to.
Lundeen.
Was it Lundeen? In any event, it is a foul here on Axtell, so it is inbounded here to Abby Miller. Miller will give it between the circles here for Fisher, and Fisher will give it off left side for Miller. Miller will penetration down the baseline. She's going to kick it back out for Madison Beavers. Beavers will pass it out here for Danny Jewett. Jewett on that right side will give it to Fisher. Fisher back to Jewett. Jewett off of a screen. Nice backdoor cut. Gives it to Miller, and Miller will lay it up and in with that left hand. Passed it from the free throw line down to the low block, and Miller will rattle it in. And again, Overton has led. They've led by 2 points three different times. It's been a bucket. An Axtell bucket, then, well, you get the point. Just been going back and forth. No team has put together two scores in a row. Prososki will kick it out here, driving his Wells. Wells, left-handed layup, no good. And snagging the bound here is going to be Madison Beavers. Beavers will end the possession, hand it off here for Kinsey Enix. And Enix, as we've crossed the midway point of the first quarter, will stop at the elbow. Kicks right side for Miller. Entry pass back inside for Enix. Was knocked away by Axtell. It's off of Hannah Kring. And so Catherine Sorensen will check in here for the Wildcats. Out is going to be Nickel, and the Eagles will inbound underneath their own basket. They'll line up in that box formation. They bring Fisher down low. They cycle back around. 5-second count going on. They'll throw it top of the circle here for Beavers. Beavers gives it back inside for Addie Fisher. Fisher's jumper is no good. Fisher trying to get the rebound. Can't. She saved it right into the hands of Laura Lundeen. Hit her right in the one and the three, and she's able to handle the basketball. So she gets the rebound, and Wells gets it back to Lundeen. Lundeen's going to penetrate, kick around the perimeter, and Sorensen was open from 15, but she'll give it off here for Wells. Wells will drive, and before she could put the shot off, she was held as a hit on the arm. Actually, they're going to call the block. They could have called either one, and that will be a foul here on Addie Fisher. That time I gave it to the right school's number 10. Dribbling here is Prosowski. Prosowski kicks in the corner. There's Wells. Wells, baseline jumper a little bit strong. The three, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. And I think I have it off of Purple. Yeah, it is going to be off of Axtell. So it will be Overton ball. The officials nodded in agreement with each other, but neither one of them pointed. So they knew what they were calling, and then they indicated. Off the inbounds, here's Addie Fisher. Fisher is able to get it up ahead here for Beavers. Beavers is going to drive, run into the defender. Shot's no good. And then the rebound's going to go out of bounds off the hands of Alex Carlson, who came in just a little bit ago. Well, since it's off of, no, they're going to say it's off of Axtell. So at the end of the Axtell bench, Kinsey Enix is going to inbound it on the sideline deep in the corner. And she'll get it in for Madison Beavers. There wasn't a whole lot of room back there. They were trying to give it back to Kinsey Enix. And there was a lot of humans in a very small space there. Ball goes out of bounds, and Enix will inbound it again. Now she'll throw it closer to midcourt. Entered inside in here for Beavers. Beavers, little runner in the lane. Nice puts shot. Up a nice little floater, yeah. Kind of hit just a little bit on the body, not enough for the foul. And for the first time, Overton has been able to put back-to-back buckets together, and they now lead it 8-4. Axtell has always been able to answer after Overton has scored. Here they get the backdoor cut, shots off glass, and it rolls in. Nice pass from Prosowski into Katherine Sorensen. Prosowski had it at the free throw line on the elbow, and a nice little bounce pass, backdoor cut. Bucket is good, and a timeout for Overton. 2:28 to go here in the first quarter. It is 8-6. Overton with the lead and the timeout. Brought to you by Joe Matthew Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back after this.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
And welcome back here. 2:28 to go, quarter number one, 8-6.
Yeah, a couple of nice possessions there, Randy. A bucket there for Overton going in the lane, and then a beautiful backdoor pass for Axtell to counter, and still a one-possession game. Neither team can separate.
Overton, we'll bring it up. Randy Bushcutter, Jeff Babel with you here on ESPN. Glad you could join us for high school basketball. Lundeen will kick it out, back out to Beavers. Beavers' long jumper, no good. And snagging the bound is going to Kit Wells. Wells, long outlet pass for Prosowski. And I don't think anybody in purple touched it after that long pass. No, they didn't. It goes out of bounds. And it will belong here to Overton. Just overthrew everybody. And those kind of turnovers, I don't really necessarily mind, because if that pass is completed, it's a layup. That's worth risking the possession of the ball for. Kinsey Enix brings in the offensive zone. Gives it top of the circle here for Abby Miller. Miller on the baseline is going to kick it out here for Carlson. Carlson off of a screen, now picked up by Prosowski. We'll give it right side for Beavers. Beavers, a little one-handed jumper, no good. And pulling down the rebound is Beavers, but it's also going to be tied up there by Hannah Kring, and the possession arrow is going to point to Axtell. Wildcats will also make a substitution here. Gabrielle Nickel will come back in here, and Sorensen will come back. Will come out. And Laura Lundeen will bring it across the timeline. They give it to Prosowski. They give it right wing here for Kring. They kind of dared her to shoot the three, and she almost did it. So Beavers will pressure her. So Wells now has it about the same spot. And we'll see if Fisher will come out on her. Nope, they're going to kick it here left side for Lundeen. And again, off of a screen, dribble into that left side is going to be Lundeen. She kicks in the corner. The three-pointer no good for Nickel. And the rebound to Kinsey Enix. Enix picks up man-to-man here by Wells. And she brings it across the timeline. Now we'll drive. Now she'll cut in, and she's fouled on her way to the basket. And that one will be called on Kit Wells, and that is the first on Wells. Minute 9 to go. Don't forget, on our sister station, we have coverage of the C1 sub-district being played over at Kearney High. And right now, Broken Bow and Minden doing battle on Classic Hits 98.9. Inbounded for Kinsey Enix. Enix at the elbow. Will throw it down low, taking it off glass. Shot is no good there for Miller. And coming down with the rebound is going to be Prosowski. Prosowski dribbles out of pressure, gives it to Lundeen. She has it across the timeline. Kicked in the corner, there's Nickel. Nickel enters it in. Baseline drive, no good. Beavers will pull down the rebound after it was missed there by Kring. And then we have a block that's going to be called on the Wildcats. So for them, that is going to be their fifth team foul. Three fouls have been whistled against Overton here. And that'll be the second foul on Gabrielle Nickel. So she'll come out of the game with a little bit of foul trouble. Two fouls in the first 7 minutes and 20 seconds, approximately, of the basketball game. Kinsey Enix will inbound it to Beavers. Beavers all the way to the baseline. Comes it out. Abby Miller's going to drive. Kick it out to Beavers on the baseline. Jumper short. And it's going to be a rebound on the reach here on Alexandra Carlson. Give Hannah Kring credit for a rebound there because she snagged it and had her arm grabbed while she was doing it. And so kind of a one and done in terms of shooting the basketball here for Overton. And now Axtell brings it in the offensive zone with plenty of time here. Snell, who checked in, Ashley Snell, will help work it around the perimeter. They get it out for Lundeen. 20 seconds left. Off of a screen, Wells will drive, and she's going to kick it back out here for Kring. Kring's pass on the inside going to be stolen away by Abby Miller. 10 seconds left. Across the timeline is Beavers. Beavers stops at the elbow. We'll give it off on the right side here for Fisher. Fisher, baseline jumper, no good. It's going to go out of bounds with 2.4 to go. And they're going to say it was deflected by Laura Lundeen. She was the last to touch it. And the officials are going to get together and huddle. They're going to talk about this, about whether or not it was deflected or not. And two referees are part of the conversation, and I think they might be bringing in a third here. Well, they're going to say that it is Overton ball. That was their initial call, and they're staying with it. None of the other two officials had anything other than what the initial call was. So Kinsey Enix will inbound it, and they get it to the free throw line here for Fisher. Fisher jumper, no good, and that will do it for the first half, for the first quarter. Well, the first half of the first half. We've got an 8-6 ball game here. Overton right now leading Axtell. And we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Welcome back to Kearney Catholic. Some quick stats for you. Neither team shot the ball extremely well. Axtell 2 of 10 by my count. Overton 4 of 13. Balanced scoring for each team. Three different players found the scoring for Axtell. Overton, four different Beavers led the scoring with four.
And Axtell with the steal on the drive there. Kinsey Enix was driving, had it ripped away from her by Laura Lundeen. Lundeen's pass up ahead is going to be knocked away by Danny Jewett and out of bounds. So Overton turns it over. Axtell will maintain possession. They're actually going to inbound from the baseline and run everybody in from the midcourt. And that sets up an open three here for Laura Lundeen. Top of the circle, it's no good. And the rebound is taken out by Abby Miller. Never seen that before, but it actually worked pretty well. Got him a good open look. They just didn't hit the shot. Now Kinsey Enix in transition. She'll shoot the three. No good. And on the push is going to be Madison Beavers. Beavers being boxed out. Reaching up, trying to get that. Everybody yells over and back. It's actually a push. And it was a foul. 8-6 here. 7:29 to go. That is the second foul called on Beavers. So she's got a little bit of foul trouble for Overton. A couple of players with some fouls because Nickel has a couple for Axtell. So Wells will kick it here on the left side for Lundeen. Lundeen looking in. She gets a little screen and now get that pick and then the roll by Sorensen. She'll back out, fire the three, no good. It was halfway down, and snagging the rebound is Abby Miller. So a missed three-pointer, but it was a nice look, and Kinsey Enix will bring in the offensive zone. She has the ball knocked away from her, but Abby Miller's there to pick it up. She'll give it to Beavers. Beavers pass down low, stolen away by Lundeen in the corner. They triple team her. She's able to pass it out, had it knocked away by Beavers. The official smiles and go, I just pointed the wrong way. He kind of tapped his chest like, everybody relax, I have it right. I just pointed the wrong direction. It is going to be Axtell basketball. And Lundeen will bring it up. She'll kick it left side for Wells. Rosowski on that right wing. Sorensen looking on the inside in her entry pass. She stared at the receiver too long, and Abby Miller stepped in and made the steal after the pass was made. So another turnover here on Axtell. Kinsey Enix is going to get the ball back out here for Beavers. Beavers will pull up for an 18-foot jumper on the right side, and it's good. Madison Beavers now has six in the ballgame. So she's got six of the 10. Axtell doing their best to shut down Kinsey Enix, and so far they've been able to keep her quiet for a young lady that scores about 23 points a ballgame. Lundeen on the bounce will kick here left side for Wells. Wells backing out now. And again, Axtell will be patient. They get it on the baseline here for Lundeen. Lundeen shoots over the top of Enix for three and hits the three. Nice little stroke there. And it's now 10-9. 1-point ball game. In transition, here's Kinsey Enix off glass from about 15 feet. It's up and good. Minden leads Broken Bow 22-7 at the end of one quarter of play. That game on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. Top of the circle with the ball is Carly Prososki. Prososki's going to bounce it into the corner there. Sorensen. Sorensen thought about the three, but she'll work it around the perimeter. Lundeen is going to fire another three. That one is short. And the rebound, Jenny Jewett can't come up with it. It's ripped out of her hands by Kring. She'll kick it out for Wells. And now the long rebound after the three-pointer is pulled down by Addie Fisher. Fisher will give it to Kinsey Enix, and here comes Overton. Kinsey on the dribble, and a reach here on Kit Wells. Ball knocked in the backcourt, but Wells had to commit the foul to make that happen. That was the reach. It's now 12-9 for Axtell. Checking in the battle is going to be Ashley Snell, a 5'5 freshman. Axtell had to play last night against Overton. I don't know if fatigue will be much of a factor. Kinsey Enix is going to fire a three. Top of the key, no good. Off of the defensive player's foot and right in the hands of Danny Jewett. And Jewett will get the rebound and the bucket at point-blank range. A couple of Wildcats were there, but they let the ball hit the ground. It went off of their shoes. And Jewett, Johnny on the spot. Here's Prososki handing the ball off here to Snell. Snell jumper, no good. Defensive rebound by Miller, and here comes Overton on the run. They get it to Kinsey Enix. Enix shut off and screened away, so on the baseline she'll kick it out. Three-pointer up and good, though, for Madison Beavers. Beavers will stroke into three, and an 8-point lead here for Overton. Entry pass on the right wing here for Sorensen. She'll kick it back out for Lundeen. Lundeen's going to drive. Bucket will not count. She made the bucket but fouled well before she started the shot. And a little hand check. She ended up laying it up right at the glass, but she was fouled right at the free throw line. In for Overton is going to be Alex Carlson. And the foul that's called on Overton is on Addie Fisher. That's going to be her second. So we look at the halftime stats. We'll take a look at fouls a little bit because both teams have some issues. Inbounding in is Snell. Snell gets it in time to Carly Prososki in the corner. Jumper no good. Pretty good looking shot, and it's off the hands of the Eagles and out of bounds. Took them about 4.5 seconds to inbound it when they got it to Prososki, though. Prososki was able to take a couple of dribbles, get a nice look at the shot, and again it rattled in and out. Axtell just not getting some shots to the fall. They trail it by 8 as they give it off on the right side here to Prososki. It's 17-9, midway through the second quarter. Off of a screen, here's Lundeen for three. In and out, no good. And the rebound is ripped out of there by Beavers. Beavers will give it to Kinsey Enix. And Enix will try to set up shop here on the offensive end. She dribbles with that left hand, goes through the lane, hit on the body, gets the bucket and foul. She's able to knife in, and she dribbles as well with her left hand as just about anybody you're going to find around here. and we got a timeout for Overton. Before we have a chance to add to a 10-point lead from the free throw line, Kinsey Enix will have to head to the bench because a timeout for Overton. 3:45, a timeout for Axtell. 3:45 to go, second quarter. It's 19-9. Overton with the lead. We'll be back right after this.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS Service Center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
It's timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Kinsey Enix back to the free throw line trying to finish the three-point play. It's back the iron, rolls around, no good. Axtell snags the rebound. Prososki will pick it up here. She's down 19-9, her and the rest of the Wildcats. Nice pass, though, by Prososki. Gets it to Hannah Kring on that last side, and she lays it up and in. Not exactly fast break, more of a secondary break, but a great pass by Prososki to set up Kring. In the lane, Kinsey Enix, her shot is deflected and picked up there by Snell. So there's a block on the inside. Snell with the rebound. And now in transition, here's Prososki in the lane. Shot no good. Offensive rebound momentarily by Sorensen. And Sorensen has it knocked out of her hands, but by one of the Eagles. So it will be Axtell basketball. So Axtell again will crash everybody from midcourt. And they're going to throw it into the backcourt. Nearly picking it down as Laura Lundeen threw it too high, and they'll kick it back out here for Snell. Snell now driving is going to be Kring, and Kring lost the ball on the drive, so that'll be an Axtell turnover. Dribbling with that dominant hand and going strong to the basket, but she just kind of lost the ball as she was beginning to kind of pick and look to shoot, and she just lost the ball. So Enix will bring in the offensive zone. She's picked up by Prososki. She'll pull up from 18 feet right wing. No good. Rebound by Snell. And Snell's going to hand it off here to Lundeen. Nearly a hell ball, but she's able to get it to Lundeen. Lundeen will weave through and take off glass and score. Nobody really shut off Laura Lundeen. Not exactly a layup because she laid it over the top of the rim and was able to bank it in. So now 19-9, Kinsey Enix jump stop, pass right side to Beavers. Beavers jumper inside the arc, no good. Lundeen pulls down the rebound. She's picked up by Beavers here. Lundeen now, nice hesitation, gets down the sideline. They're trying to double team her. Now she'll set up the half-court offense. Axtell scored last, and now they'll make that pass on the baseline, but it's going to be a kick. I think Beavers trying to come over there and just knock the ball away from Kring was able to do it, but she used her feet. And so it will be a kick. And Overton will, Axtell is going to inbound it. They set a screen. Snell gets it off that left side. She wants it back top of the circle, but instead they're going to give it to Lundeen. Lundeen looks to the left wing, had the screen. Just not quite in rhythm to pull that trigger on that shot. We'll give it to Snell. Snell's kicking it out for Sorensen, and Sorensen lost control of the ball, ended up double dribbling with it. So that'll be an Axtell turnover. 19-13, minute 55 to go here before halftime. 6-point lead for Overton. They have led throughout. They've led by as many as 10. Right now, their lead is 6 after 4 straight points for Axtell. 19-9 was their largest lead. Right wing, Madison Beavers. Beavers will get it off here for Carlson. Carlson driving, has it knocked out of her hands by Lundeen and out of bounds. So Enix will toss it in for Overton. And they just line it up, spread everybody out, give it up on the right side for Miller. And Miller never really, just had trouble with the catch, and she ended up taking an extra step with it, so that'll be an Overton turnover. Minute 42 to go here before halftime, and a 6-point lead for Overton, but Axtell has a chance to cut into it. Lundeen, top of the circle, has a screen. We'll give it off on the elbow to Sophie Malema. Malema is going to hand it off here for Lundeen. Lundeen's three is no good. Rebounded by Prososki. She'll get it right side for Kring. Kring, 15-foot jumper, no good. And Madison Beavers will pull down the rebound. She has her outlet pass knocked away by Lundeen, but it will remain Overton ball. And the Eagles are going to make a substitution as Mackenzie Beavers will come in. Mackenzie will come in here for Alexandra Carlson. And Kinsey Enix is picked up defensively here by Snell. Enix, pass up ahead, back to Enix. Enix will drive, take it off glass, and going to be called for the charge. She's done that enough that Axtell was ready for it. And Sophie Malema, the freshman, down there waiting for the charge, took it right in the chest. And that'll be a foul here on Kinsey Enix, her second foul of the game. That's a nice defensive play for the freshman against one of the better teams in the Fort Kearney Conference. Prososki on that right wing has the dribble, kicks it top of the circle. There's Lundeen. Lundeen's going to drive, left hand to left. Good, and she's fouled. to go. Oh, they're going to call the charge. Well, I never really saw whether or not they were set or not because it was in in traffic there. So they're going to wave off the basket. And Lundeen is going to be called for the charge. So we have a charge on either end. Well, there were just too many white shirts down there. I couldn't tell if she was set or not. The pass goes through the hands of Mackenzie Beavers and out of bounds.
It was a beautiful ball fake, Randy. It looked like she just went left-handed, and it looked like it went in. My first instinct, I think your first instinct, was it was a good basket, and I think most people as well. Ref come over, said it was a charge, so charge back-to-back possession.
Well, actually, I didn't see who collected the charge because, again, there was so much action down there, I couldn't see who it was. I thought the foul was committed by the person playing defense. Pass on the inside, shot is up and good for Hannah Kring. Kring got the ball down low and shot up high off the glass. It's a four-point ball game, 19-15, 20 seconds to go, and they leave Kinsey Enix open for a three. It's a little bit strong, rebounded by Axtell, and it's going to be knocked away out of her hands by Abby Miller. But snagging the bound there was Ashley Snell, and Snell came up with it, had it knocked out of her hands by Miller, and Snell very smartly again for a freshman, not picking up the ball because she would have been trapped in the corner had she done it. Long pass up to Kring. Kring's leading a three-on-one, finds a backdoor cutter. Jumper no good. Offensive rebound, rolls around, and is good on the inside. Another offensive rebound by Snell, and Snell pulls it down, and that will do it for the first half. Time expires here as Axtell puts together a nice little run. They trailed at one point 19-9. It is 19-7 as we head to the locker rooms. A two-point game here as Axtell with an 8-0 run to end the first half, and we've got ourselves quite a ball game here in the D19 girls sub-district semifinals. 19-17. Overton has led throughout. We'll take a look at our halftime numbers. Return with Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
And welcome back to Kearney Catholic High School for the D19 sub-district girls matchup. Here, you're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. We take trash seriously from your harm. From your home, excuse me, the farm, or your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Let's take a look at some quick stats for the teams. Shooting-wise, I had Axtell as 7 of 23 on their field goals, 6 of 14 from the two-point circle, and only 1 of 9 from downtown. They did get to the free throw line twice, made both of those, pulled down 16 rebounds, 11 of which were defensive, 7 personal fouls on each team. Fouls might have been the problem there. Each team has been picking up some fouls here. Let's look at it for Axtell. Kit Wells with 2, Laura Lundeen with 2, Gabrielle Nickel with 2, and Ashley Snell with 1. So a couple, 3 players there for Axtell with 2 fouls, so they'll need to watch that. They want to make a comeback in this game. For Axtell, they turned the ball over 7 times, and if we look at the individual stats for Axtell, they were led in scoring by, let's get my stats to refresh here real quick, led by Hannah Kring. She had 8, Laurel and Dean with 7, and Catherine Sorensen with 2. So a couple of big scores there, and Hannah Kring, Laurel and Dean shooting well. Hannah Kring, by my count, was 3 of 4. Laurel and Dean was 3 of 8. Rebounding-wise, the same two lead the way. Hannah Kring with 5, Carly Prusoski with 4, Ashley Snell with 2, and Laura Lundeen with 1, and Kit Wells with 1. So that's how Axtell got it. We'll take a quick break. We'll see how Overton got their numbers next. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School here at the D19 Girls Sub District. And right now it's in favor of Overton. They lead it 19-17, but an 8-0 run to end the first half here for Axtell. So they certainly have been able to find a way to battle themselves back into this one. So again, that's a nice little run there to end for Axtell. So they probably have the momentum. But right now, Overton with the lead, 19-17. Over at Kearney High, Minden right now is taking care of business against Broken Bow. The number one team in Class C1 leads Broken Bow 43-18 at halftime. And in Class C2, St. Cecilia right now is up ahead, 27-10. And Jeff, you got some more numbers.
Yeah, let's look at Overton. Randy, they shot pretty well, 9 of 22 from the field. I had them 8 of 20 from the two-point circle. 1 of 2 from 3-point land, so they are 50% there. They did get the free throw line one time, missed that one, pulled down 13 rebounds, 3 of which were offensive. They did have 17 fouls as well. Turned the ball over 7 times, did the Overton Eagles. If we look at the individual stats, Randy, Madison Beavers led the Eagles with 9 points, Kenzie Enox with 4, Daniel Hewitt with 2, Eddie Fisher with 2, Abby Miller with 2 as well. And rebounding-wise, Madison Beaver, excuse me, with 5. Kinsey Enix with 5. Abby Miller with 2. And Danny Jewett with 2. So pretty tight game scoring-wise. Beavers leads all scorers with 9, Randy, but both teams shot the ball pretty well from the field in that first half.
And again, Jewett battling a little bit of injury here. She has her wrist very tightly wrapped. In fact, has one of those braces that usually has some steel bars in it. She can't play basketball with the steel bars in, so they took that off and they very tightly wrapped it, put that brace over the top of it. But that is her guide hand, so I don't. They were not thinking that was going to be much of a factor for her.
And I had mentioned the foul trouble for Axtell. Let's look at Overton. I had Addie Fisher with 2. Kenzie Enox with 2, Madison Beaver with 2, and Alex Carlson with 1. And again, for Axtell, the foul trouble, Kit Wells with 2, Laura Lundeen with 2, Gabrielle Nickel with 2, and Ashley Snell with 1. So both teams have multiple players with 2 fouls in that first half.
And again, that could be a factor down the road. The officials have let them play. They have certainly not lost control of the game. I mean, it's really been called at a very good level here, but both teams kind of going after each other. And the fouls are not real dispersed, so it could become a factor down the road. Again, Kinsey Enix, one of the better offensive forces for girls basketball in this area, she gets in foul trouble. That certainly would work against Overton, and she has a couple of fouls. 19-17 here at halftime. We'll wrap up the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report with our score 19-17. Overton with lead. We'll be back right after this.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS Service Center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Axtell has never led in this game. They trail by as many as 10, but an 8-0 run at the end of the second quarter makes your score 19-17. And now Axtell potentially has a chance to take the lead because they will have the basketball first to start the second quarter or second half. And they're working around the perimeter as they get it off on that right side for Nickel. Nickel throws in the corner here for Lundeen. Lundeen on the drive. Nice bounce pass that left side, but the shot is going to be blocked by Beavers. Loose ball is picked up by Kring after the block. And an offensive rebound in underneath, up and good for Lundeen. Laura Lundeen picked up the loose ball, laid it up and in, and we are tied at 19. Kinsey Enix on the dribble. Will kick here left side for Beavers. Beavers works it at the elbow for Miller. Miller back out for Beavers. Beavers hit nothing but net, but it did not go through the rim. So it was a little bit short, and the ball is picked up here by Lundeen. Lundeen gives it up ahead for Wells. They got a 4-on-1 break now, and it's blocked out of bounds by Madison Beavers. Beavers hustled back. They threw that long pass to Kit Wells. Wells was trying that baseline jumper, and perfectly in stride, Madison Beavers able to swat it out of bounds. So Axtell will have it. Prosowski posting up here so they can inbound it to her, but instead they're going to kick it out for Nickel. Nickel's going to work it around the perimeter here for Wells, and Wells gives it to Prosowski. Prosowski off of a screen, pulls up from the free throw line. The bank shot will not fall, and the rebound is on the ground. Going for it is Nickel. Nickel comes up with it. Her outlet pass is knocked away by Overton, so Nickel will get the rebound here, and Prosowski will inbound on the far sideline. Toss it in. On the offensive end will be Carly Prosowski. And she can't really find anything underneath the glass where she wants it. So she'll give it to Nickel, top of the circle. She'll lob it in the lane. Kring with a nice catch. Shot no good, though, and it's going to go out of bounds. And I think it hit an Axtell player. Yeah, it had an Axtell player while she was out of bounds. It eventually went off of the Gibbon player who saved it, but first time it was out of bounds is when it hit the Axtell player. So nice call there by the official, whom we shall not mention. Kinsey Enix brings across the timeline. Off of a screen, she'll fire a three in transition, and she'll rip it right through there. The bucket is up and good. It's 22-19, and she now has seven in the game. And a steal on the inbounds. Bad pass thrown away by Danny Jewett. A quick 5-0 run here for Axtell, for Overton, rather, and they deflect the ball again, but across the timeline comes Axtell. Laura Lundeen's going to drive, take it off glass, and now she'll head to the free throw line. So after stroking in the three, the bad pass on the inside as they were inbounding it, Danny Jewett was able to pick it up, power dribble it, and lay it up and in. So just like that, in the span of about 3 seconds, five straight points, and now a chance for Laura Lundeen to answer back here as she was fouled by Abby Miller. And she'll fire the free throw. It is up and good.
Yeah, nice pull-up three there, Randy. She kind of slow-rolled him there. And then good defensive pressure, getting that steal and getting the quick point. So five quick points within 3 seconds of each other.
And Lundeen now with 10 points in the ballgame. Her free throw is up and good. So make it 11. Make it a three-point ballgame. 24-21. 6:17 to go here, third quarter. Kinsey Enix picked up by Prosowski, man-to-man. She'll stop top of the key, give it to Beavers. Beavers pass out here for Danny Jewett. And Jewett will give it top of the circle here. A little penetration by Addie Fisher, gives it to Jewett. She'll get it in the lane here for Beavers, and it's stolen away. Lundeen with the steal. Lundeen with the left-handed layup, up and good. Danny Jewett staying right there with her, but a nice drive there by Laura Lundeen after the steal, laying it up and in. Now we got a one-point ball game again. Here's Kinsey Enix for three in transition. No good, and over the back on the rebound is going to be Addie Fisher. They're at halftime over at Kearney High. As we mentioned, Minden right now 23-18 over Broken Bow. And St. Cecilia 27-10 over Donovan Trumbull. That game also at halftime. Here, 24-23. 1 point lead for Overton. They have led throughout. Axtell, though, has the basketball down by a point. Down that sideline is Laura Lundeen. Pass up ahead here to Sorensen. Sorensen gets it in the lane. There's Wells' jumper. No good. Offensive rebound. And the shot partially blocked, no good, and Abby Miller comes down with the loose ball. So Miller with the rebound, Kinsey Enix in the offensive zone, will give it on a give and go. Beavers gave it to Kinsey Enix, and Enix is fouled on her way to the basket. I think that's going to go on Wells. Yep, that's going to be on Kit Wells, and that's going to be her third. So she'll come out of the game, and Gabrielle Nickel is going to come back in. And again, Kinsey Enix is getting special treatment. They are kind of almost running a box and one from time to time to make sure the Kinsey Enix can't get on track here. She'll inbound the ball, and she'll get it in here for Carlson, who gives it off a screen right side for Jewett. Jewett's three is no good, and rebounded by Laura Lundeen. So after the missed three, Lundeen snags the bound and will bring in the offensive zone. Chance for Axtell to do something they haven't done all day, and that's leading in this basketball game. Lundeen dumps it in underneath. Extra pass. Kring is in a little trouble. She'll kick it out here for Sorensen. Sorensen in the lane. Gives it to Prosowski. Prosowski bounce pass out for Lundeen. Lundeen pulls up for the two-pointer. It's up and good. And Axtell has a lead. They lead it 25-24. And the Axtell faithful understand that this is the first time their team has led. Kinsey Enix will drive that last side. Shot's no good. Rebounded by Miller. Miller doubles through a double team. Passes up ahead. Prosowski has it. Got an Axtell Wildcat wide open in underneath, but Prosowski can't find her. And now Nichols got it. Nichols going to kick it out. Ball fake here by Lundeen. Lundeen shot blocked by Enix. And then Enix comes up with a ball. Is knocked to the ground. Foul on Axtell. And that will go on Laura Lundeen. And there's a nice play there by Kinsey Enix. Enix with only 7 points in the ballgame, far below the standard she sets for herself, but she has played well in other areas, including bringing the ball up. She'll make the nice pass down low. Beavers will roll and lay it off glass and in. Beavers now with 11. Nice assist there by Kinsey Enix, who will pressure the ball, and it's stolen away by Beavers, but her pass knocked away. Coming up with it is Carlson, and Carlson took an extra step. We swapped turnovers here and a missed opportunity for Overton, in part because Axtell hustled back and didn't make it easy for Overton to cash in after they forced the turnover. So we swapped turnovers. We're midway through the third quarter, 26-25. Overton with the lead, and the ball's out of bounds off of Prososki. Check that. It's off of, I looked at the directions wrong. The official pointed at who it was off instead of who the ball belongs to. It was off of Overton. Long pass up ahead here, and that's going to be a turnover. As now another bad pass stolen by Lundeen. Lundeen's going to drive in for Axtell, and she's going to be fouled. Well, a couple of sloppy passes on both ends of the court. And fortunately, Axtell was able to pick up the loose ball, able to drive in and trying to collect herself after being knocked to the ground is Laura Lundeen. And Lundeen will shoot two after she was fouled by Abby Miller. Lundeen's free throw, front of the rim, and a little bit short. And she cleans off those shoes. She steps actually out of the circle there, the half circle. Steps back. She'll spin the ball. She steps up with that right foot, and then almost like a jump stop, and then fires up the jumper. It's no good. And rebounded by Kinsey Enix. Enix on the dribble. Takes it to the baseline. If she has the ball knocked loose, she'll get it inside for Beavers. Beavers lays it up with that left hand, no good. Defensive rebound by Kring. Outlet pass here for Lundeen. Lundeen's going to take it all the way up herself. She's fouled by Beavers, and she'll head to the line. Axtell right now being a lot more aggressive with the ball. They're looking up court. They're looking to score in transition. And Lundeen, who averages 17 points per ball game, will use that unorthodox style to shoot free throws. She's a 74% free throw shooter, so her free throw is up and good here. And again, she starts with her dominant foot, her right foot forward, and then she'll just kind of jump stop so the feet are shoulder width apart, squats down, fires it up, and hey, you can't argue with 74% free throw shooting. And she's been there quite a bit, 91 free throws, so when you shoot 75%, after about 100 free throws, that means you're a pretty good free throw shooter, and she rolls both of them in here. We're tied at 26. Now we're untied, 27-26. Axtell has a one-point lead, their second lead of the ball game. So 27-26, and now Kinsey Enix will bring in the offensive zone and a timeout taken by the Eagles. 3:19 to go. Third quarter, this timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. We're back after this.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
And welcome back here. Well, at one point it was 19-9 in that second quarter, an 8-0 run by Axtell to make it interesting. It's been tight the entire third. In fact, a couple of times Axtell's actually had the lead. This is one of those times. They lead at 27-26. The ball will go back into the hands here of Kinsey Enix. He enters it in the lane. Turnaround jumper. Quick shot by Addie Fisher is up and good. So Overton takes the lead back. And they'll pressure the ball. It's in the hands now of Carly Prososki. She'll get it on the baseline. A little ball fake here for Sorensen. She's going to skip it out for Nickel. Nickel will penetrate. Take it off glass. Rolls around. No good. And the ball loose. Picked up here by Nickel. Nickel shot won't fall. They wanted a foul call, but Madison Beavers picks up with a loose ball, and Enix brings in the offensive zone. So Beavers with the rebound, and now Enix with the basketball. She'll give it to Beavers right from the free throw line. It is knocked loose here by Sophie Malema, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. From the left wing, Beavers, 15-foot jumper is good. So two quick buckets here for Overton, and they now lead it by three. Nickel, pass up ahead on that right side. Jump stop for Sorensen. 15-foot jumper, no good. Danny Jewett with the rebound for Overton. She'll give it to Kenzie Enix. Enix, now with 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter, brings it across the timeline. 30-27, Overton with the lead. Off of the screen, Kenzie Enix was open, but she'll dump it inside. Pivoting is Abby Miller, and Miller will score from about 6 feet away. Nice job catching that ball, pivoting strong, creating space, and making it a five-point ball game. Prosowski's going to kick it up ahead across the timeline to Nickel. And two-on-one down low, pass inside, shot up, good for Hannah Kring, and a timeout for Axtell. The pass on the baseline from Snell, and she's able to make that extra pass with an easy bucket. Minute 37 to go, timeout Axtell, 32-29 here in the third quarter. We're back after this.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They are now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
So Hannah Kring with a big bucket here to make it a three-point ball game once again, 32-29. The timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. It's taken by Axtell to stop the clock with 97 seconds to go here in the third quarter, and Overton will bring it up court. Kenzie Enix slowly across the timeline. And Enix will pick it up on that left side, gives it to Jewett on the right. Jewett's looking for Beavers. Beavers outside the lane has it, drives to the baseline, bounce pass through the lane. Taking it out here is going to be Abby Miller, who will give it to Kenzie Enix, and Enix is fouled on a reach. And that's on Nickel, I believe. Is it Nickel or Lundeen? They were both there.
Nickel.
No, it's going to be Nickel. And that'll be her third. So Miller to toss it in. And off of the screen, gives it for Kenzie Enix. Enix will dribble to that left side. Finds Jewett on the back door, and Jewett's going to lay it up with that right hand up and in. Nice pass there by Enix to find Jewett and be able to just kind of lob it in over the defense. And that's a nice pass. Here's Prosowski across the timeline. A four-on-three here for Axtell. Now they got to slow it down. Bounce pass right side for Sorensen. Sorensen will get it on the baseline for Kring. Kring pass through the baseline, has it knocked out of bounds by Jewett. And Jewett's not overly comfortable with that left hand. You can tell by the way she's holding it that she's not real comfortable with that hand. So she's playing somewhat one-handed here. Nickel gives it to the elbow for Kring. Kring's pass knocked away, but Prosowski hustles to get it back. Gives it to Sorensen. Sorensen used up her dribble, gets it in. Pivoting here is Kring. Kring off glass, good. Nice pivot move there as she was outside the lane and able to take it up and in, so she's got 12 in the game. 25 seconds to go. Here's three-pointer up and good in transition for Kenzie Enix. Enix strokes it in, and the lead is 37-31. Prosowski steps through a double team, still has her dribble. And it's going to be Danny Jewett with a little bit of a block. So Jewett with the block, with the body there. That'll be just her first foul. Five fouls whistled against Overton. Three have been called against the Wildcats of Axtell, who trail at 37-31, but they'll inbound the ball and have it stolen away by Beavers. Beavers comes up with it, gets it up ahead to Jewett. 7 seconds left. They give it back to Beavers. Beavers will drive. Baseline runner, no good. Offensive rebound is out of bounds. Actually, it was going to be off of Axtell. It does not matter. After the miss, they run out of time to do anything else with it. 37-31. Overton with the lead, and they'll also have the basketball, and we start the fourth quarter right after this.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back here. We head to the fourth quarter, 37-31. It's Overton with the lead and the basketball. As Enix will get the ball back after she inbounded it here to Addie Fisher. Enix on that left side, passes tipped. It's going to be a turnover. Coming up with a steal is Hannah Crane. Crane passes up ahead here to Wells, who forced the turnover. Can't come with the ball. It's knocked out of her hands by Kinsey Enix. So Overton with the turnover. Axtell will have it. Down by six here in the fourth quarter. These two teams have played twice this year, both of them about five-point ball games, and both won by Overton. That's about where we're at right now. But Axtell trying to cut into the lead. They get it at the elbow here for Lundeen. Lundeen gives it to Prasoski. Prasoski will drive, take it off glass, and she's fouled. She was backing in, just kind of not going to be stopped, and she was able to work hard to get a fairly good look here. And now she'll go to the free throw line and shoot a couple. The foul on Miller is her third. So Prasoski, a 63% free throw shooter. The first one's back the iron and no good. Axtell is a team 59% from the free throw line. And the second free throw here by Prasoski is short. And the ball is on the ground. It's going to be a hell ball. The arrow is pointing to Axtell, so they'll have possession. So off the hell ball, it's going to belong to Axtell. And Kinsey Enix having a fun moment with Laura Lundeen. Inbounds pass, though, goes to Carrie Prasoski. Prasoski has it blocked, but there's going to be a foul. They lobbed it to Prasoski. Prasoski went up strong. But she was also fouled relatively strongly by Madison Beavers. That is her fourth. So we mentioned earlier that fouls could be a factor in this game, and Madison Beavers now, with 11 points, also has four fouls to go with her six rebounds. So some serious foul trouble here as Prasoski, who missed two free throws a moment ago, uncharacteristically, hits now the first of two.
Yeah, and if we look at foul trouble, Randy, Abby Miller with three, Addie Fisher with three, and Kinsey Enox with three as well for Overton. Three apiece for Kit Wells, Laura Lundeen, and Gabrielle Nickel.
Second free throw by Prasoski, no good. Her sister Allie will be playing here shortly for Kearney Catholic on her sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. On the baseline, Kinsey Enix has the ball tied up by Prasoski. And her little sister, Allie, I kind of went the wrong way there, will be playing for Kearney Catholic. Last report, Minden in pretty good shape against Broken Bow. The inbounds off the mark, but Addie Fisher, no pressure, is able to track it down, give it to Jewett. Jewett gets it in the lane here for Beavers, and Beavers' pass deflected and out of bounds. That was Mackenzie Beavers. As Madison out of the game at the moment with those four fouls. They're going to protect her a little bit here with 7:13 to go. Pass left side. A little off the mark, but Danny Jewett's able to track it down. Gives it to Keenan Say Enix. Enix, little runner, no good. Offensive rebound, no good on the inside for Miller. Another offensive rebound. The tip won't fall. Beavers fighting for the ball. Can't come up with it. It's Prasoski who pivots out of there. Long outlet pass. There's nothing but purple jerseys. And the drive blocked by Kinsey Enix. Fisher couldn't hit the shot as it was blocked by Enix. And now Enix knocks the ball loose again. But picking it up is going to be Nickel. Nickel gets it to Prasoski. Prasoski, nice pass, but it goes through the hands of Hannah Kring and out of bounds. And Kelly Cooksley, the head girls basketball coach at Axtell, is like, oh, we had a couple chances there. A couple of real nice chances to make this a one-possession game. As it is, the score remains 37-32. Five-point game with 6.5 to go, and Overton has it. Left side open is Jewett, and Jewett will stroke it in. Bad guide hand and all from about 15 feet. She'll make it a seven-point game. Long pass up ahead at 2-on-1. Here's Nickel. Nickel waited too long to make that pass. It's caught on the sideline for Wells. Great bounce by Wells. And now Kinsey Enix has committed the foul. They passed the ball out to Laura Lundeen, and it was kind of sticking out there a little bit. So taking a swipe at it, and I do mean a swipe at it, was Kinsey Enix. She missed the ball and hit the arm. That will be her third foul. So again, Lundeen will step the line. She's going to have the front end of a one and one here. And it is back the iron to no good. It's rebounded by her as it was tipped out to her. Lundeen will dribble. And now one-handed pass to that right side. Wells on the baseline in trouble. Lost it on the dribble. Abby Miller comes up with it. And Overton will head to the other end of the court, leading at 39-32. Off a screen, Kinsey Enix, and that'll be a moving screen, I believe, or is it running through it? It's going to be on Axtell. And running through the screen and knocking down Mackenzie Beavers was Kit Wells. I thought Beavers was there in time, and that's going to be the fourth on Wells. Here's Enix for three, and she hits the three. Wasn't really that open, but she doesn't need a lot of time to pull the trigger, and that lead is back out to 10. 42-32. In transition, Lundeen, long jumper, no good. Enix pulls down the rebound. Overton is up by 10, and they'll try to add to it. They score here. This will be their largest lead of the game, and that's a moving screen on Beavers. That will be on Mackenzie Beavers, an offensive moving screen. I thought the first one, I thought the referees got both of those two calls right, and both sides have barked about it. So if they're both unhappy, you probably did it right. Axtell facing a little double team. Prasoski has it across the timeline. They're triple teaming her. Great pass to Lundeen. Lundeen gets it down to Kit Wells. It's going to go off of Wells' hands and out of bounds. Good pass from Lundeen. Wells just wasn't ready for it because she thought Lundeen was going to drive and score. The pass was a good idea, but only if the reception is made.
Yeah, and I think Lundeen probably could have went up there and taken it herself, but like you said, you'd rather have the uncontested layup on the pass, just turned it over there. The recipient wasn't looking for it.
Yeah, uncontested is better than contested. It's Jewett, who's got the ball right now for Overton. She'll get it at the elbow to Miller. Miller lost it momentarily, but Jewett's able to track it down. She'll give it off to Beavers. Beavers on the baseline, lost the ball. Kinsey Enix is able to tip it out for Jewett. Offensive rebound, maybe a push, but Abby Miller comes out of there with it. Gives it to Enix. Enix, six-foot jumper, no good. Rebounded now by Prasoski for Axtell. She's working against a double team. Is able to get it up here for Lundeen. And again, purple jerseys are back deep, but they can't find him. Dribbling is Lundeen. Lundeen's going to lay it up. Left-handed layup, no good. And snagging the bound is going to be Abby Miller for Overton. And we're going to have a reach that's called here on Laura Lundeen. And Lundeen has picked up her fourth foul. 42-32. Axtell down by 10. This is their largest deficit of the game. They trailed at 1 point, 19-9. And now they trail it again by 10 points, 42-32. But there's only about 4 minutes and 12 seconds left as number 12, Kinsey Enix, brings across the timeline. Gets it to the elbow to Miller. Miller's going to kick it out for Jewett. Jewett gets it to Beavers. 15-foot jumper, no good. Rebound, nothing but purple there. It's Lundeen who comes up with it. Lundeen on the dribble for Axtell. Bounce pass right side for Kit Wells. Wells driving in, has the ball knocked off of her leg by Beavers, and it'll go out of bounds. And a timeout being taken here by Axtell. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Timeout Axtell. They trail at 42-32 with 3:57 to go in the fourth. We're back after this.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Well, some of the boys from Axtell trying to get the crowd into it, which they did momentarily, but now it's going to be the girls who get it going with a block shot on the inside. Loose ball's picked up by Carly Prasowski. She'll put up the shot, and she's fouled. Well, the drive on the inside was swatted away by Hannah Kring right into the hands of Prasowski, and Prasowski attacked the basket. Now she'll go to the line and will be able to shoot two with the clock turned off. Time being a bit of a factor here as they trail it 42-32. They made an 8-0 run at the end of the first half. They're going to have to make a nice little run here at the end of the second to keep their season alive. Prasowski, 63% free throw shooter on the season at the line, and the first one is up and good. They'll cut it down to 9. In for Axtell is going to be Sorensen. Prasowski's second free throw is up. Back of the iron, no good. High for the rebound is Abby Miller for Overton. And she'll give it for Kinsey Enix. Enix being picked up defensively there by Wells. They'll dribble to the left side. And again, closely guarded there by Abby Fisher, so she's got to pick up her dribble. And now left wing with it is Beavers. Beavers will drive, has it knocked loose. Good defensive play there by Nickel. And it's going to be a hell ball. Possession arrow pointing to Axtell, so that's an Overton turnover. And again, that's what Axtell needs on that end of the court. They need more points on the other. They got 1 point in their previous possession. And now we'll see if they can get a field goal here. Prasowski will inbound it to Lundeen. Overton is going to go full court press here. And on the dribble is going to be Lundeen, and Lundeen is fouled. She ran into Abby Miller. Miller didn't have position, so that's going to be a block. That's going to be her fourth. We might be finding out how deep these two benches are because there's a number of players for both teams in foul trouble.
Yeah, Overton, 4 fouls on Enix, Miller, and Beavers, and then for Axtell, 4 for Kit Wells, Laura Lundeen, 3 for Nickel.
And this will be 2 free throws coming up here for Axtell, and the first one's good for Laura Lundeen. Lundeen, as I said, a 74% free throw shooter. She's got a ritual. And she missed her first couple, but since then she's been pretty solid from the free throw line. And she'll fire this one up and hit nothing but the bottom of the well. She's going to step out, and Catherine Sorensen's going to come in for her. So she does her job. And up by a touchdown is Overton, 42-35. 3:10 to go. Axtell trying to trap the ball. Enix passes up ahead to Miller. Miller's pass on that left side. Going to be intercepted by Prasowski. Prasowski stepping through a double team. Nice jump stop. Passes up ahead here to Sorensen. Sorensen playing the point. We'll give it off right wing here for Nickel. Nickel gives it for Prasowski. Prasowski off of a screen. Dribbles to that right side. Gives it to Sorensen. They'll kick it out. Open is Kring. Kring jumper no good. And snagging the bound is going to be Addy Fisher. About a 16-foot jumper on the left wing, a little bit short, and Kinsey Enix brings in the offensive zone. She is pushed, and that will be now 6 team fouls against Axtell, and the first personal foul on Catherine Sorensen. Right now, Axtell is in the double bonus, and the inbounds almost stolen away by Lundeen, but Addy Fisher is able to make the catch, hand it off for Kinsey Enix. The Enix in the lane had it knocked loose by Lundeen. It's trapped down in the corner and picked up by Prasowski. Outlet pass here for Wells. Wells all by her lonesome will lay it up and in. Off of the steal, the nice bucket. Prasowski had it, made a good pass to Wells, and Wells will make it a 5-point ball game. Kinsey Enix down the sideline, and we got a timeout here for Overton. Eagles call the timeout, leading it 42-37, 2:09 to go in the fourth quarter. They've got the ball and the timeout, brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups, and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Kinsey Enix inbounds the basketball here to Madison Beaver, so we'll give it back out to Kinsey Enix. Enix, top of the circle. We'll kick it on that right side. There's Beavers. Quick jumper up and good. They double-teamed the basketball, kicked it on that right side. I think that might be exactly what Chelsea Losey drew up here for Overton, and now it's a seven-point lead once again. Nickel will give it top of the circle here for Prososki. Prososki on that right side for Laura Lundeen. Lundeen, little runner in the lane, short, fighting for the rebound is Prososki. She comes up with it. Ball fake, her shot won't fall, and rebounded out there by Beavers, but and then it's going to be stolen away by Axtell, and I think we got a foul. Yes, we do. It's going to be on Danny Jewett. Jewett basically got her feet tangled up, but when she fell, she took down Gabrielle Nickel, so Nickel will go to the line and shoot a couple. And free throw shooting, 10 of 19 is Axtell. Overton has only shot three free throws the entire game. As Axtell has really been attacking the basket a whole lot more. Nichols' free throw is no good. She's an 80% free throw shooter, but hasn't been there a whole bunch. 12 of 15 on the season, heading into that attempt right there. 44-37. Second free throw by Nickel. Back of the iron, no good. Enix pulls down the rebound, and poor shooting really from the free throw line and the field right now really hurting Axtell. Kinsey Enix on the dribble. And she'll bounce it on that left side for Danny Jewett. Jewett being double-teamed. She'll work through there against some pressure by Nickel. Picks up her dribble, gives it to Kinsey Enix. And Enix trapped in that sideline over there. And Chelsea Losey going to call another timeout. Minute 13 to go, 44-37. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Well, unofficially, Axtell is 13 of 45 from the field. Overton is 19 of 43. There's your difference. Six more field goals for Overton, as Axtell has not shot the ball exceptionally well. Overton appreciably better. Axtell softening the blow a little bit, being 10 of 21 from the free throw line. Overton 2 of 3. So at least they're getting eight more points, but they left a lot of points out there by missing those free throws.
Yeah, two huge ones last possession, and 11 points left at the free throw line, and a 7-point deficit here.
Fisher will get the inbounds. She'll give it off on the right wing here for Madison Beavers. They're looking to trap. Beavers has the ball knocked away. It's stolen away. Prasoski's got it. We'll pass it up ahead. Hannah Kring, left-handed layup, up and good. Timeout, Axtell. They're asking for it, and now they finally see him. Cooks really didn't have anybody near him that he could yell at, so he's trying to find to make eye contact with an official. He does get the timeout. He's got one timeout left. Both teams with a timeout left here. 57.2 to go. We're going to keep it right here. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. And the possession arrow is currently pointing to Overton. So is the scoreboard. They lead it 44-39 with 57.2 to go. Both teams are in the bonus. Axtell is in the double bonus. So any foul committed by Overton will result in two free throws for the Wildcats. Both teams have a timeout left here in the final minute. And Kinsey Enix can run the baseline if she needs it, as Axtell is going to pick up the pressure about three-quarter court. And slowly, Kinsey Enix with the dribble. She'll give it off on the left side. It's stolen away. Making the steal, Lundeen. She's going to lay it up and in. Three-point ball game. Inbounds pass knocked away by Lundeen and out of bounds. And it wasn't for a lack of effort to try to track it down. Coming in for Axtell is going to be Ashley Snell. So Snell will come in. Lundeen will step out. And she's going to get a quick little bit of water here. Cooksley's going to talk to her. Ball inbounded for Enix. Enix off of a screen. Picked up by Prosowski near midcourt. And we've got a foul. Or the ball's out of bounds. And that'll be a 1-1 coming up here for Kinsey Enix. So Enix will shoot a 1-1 with 37 seconds to go. 44-41. Enix free throw. Back the iron. Rolls around. No good. Rebounded by Axtell. Kring's got it. Outlet pass. They've got numbers. Driving here is Wells. Wells. Back the iron. No good. Ball's on the ground. Goes out of bounds. Last touched by Overton. Axtell basketball. Down by three with 27.6 to go. Cooksley, who has a timeout, is just directing traffic. They have an inbounds play already drawn up for this. Gabrielle Nickel will toss it in. She gets it to Wells. Wells on the right side of Prosowski. Back out here for Lundeen. Right side, three-pointer by Nickel. No good. Offensive rebound, Wells. Wells will drive, has it stripped off of her leg and out of bounds. Beavers knocked it away from her and off of her leg. So Madison Beavers so far with a huge defensive play with 17 seconds to go. Overton up by three, has the basketball. They get it to Madison Beavers, and Beavers is fouled immediately by Prosowski. And now it'll be a 1-1. So Madison Beavers steps to the line. And Madison Beavers, 82% free throw shooter, will fire the free throw up and good. If you wanted to know why Overton inbounded the ball to Beavers, there's your answer, an 82% free throw shooter. And she's been there a lot. 46-63, the second free throw here is no good, but it's a two-possession game. Ball in the hands of Lundeen. Lundeen across the timeline, 9 seconds left. Passes down low, shot off glass, up and good, timeout. Hannah Kring caught it, shot it, all in one motion, and it's a two-point ball game with 6 seconds to go. Axtell calls the timeout, brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. 5.9 to go, 45-43. Overton has a two-point lead and the ball when we inbound when we come back after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Well, optimally, if you're Axtell, you want to get the steal here. If you can't get the steal, you've got to get the foul immediately. Axtell has used up their final timeout with 5.9 to go. And Overton can run the baseline if they need to. And they will face full court pressure as Abby Miller will be picked up by Kit Wells. Miller inbounding the ball. Again, they remind her she can run the baseline. She stays put, is able to get the Beavers. Beavers fouled immediately. She got it to Danny Jewett. And again, 82% free throw shooter is Beavers. And Jewett has a bad paw. So that is now the fifth that's going to be against Addie Fisher. So Fisher is out of the ball game with 4.1 to go.
Kit Wells.
I looked at the wrong one. So Kit Wells, he's played pretty good defense all night tonight. And they've got a minute to make a substitution. So using that as a timeout, essentially, is Kelly Cooksley. Smart move there by the coach as he actually drew something up. But again, Beavers at the free throw line, up by two, will have the front end of a 1-1. And the free throw is up and good. It's a three-point ball game. That one was big. This one is bigger. Because if she makes this free throw, there is no way that Axtell can come back. Because it'll be a two-possession game with 4 seconds to go. The free throw in and out and then back in. It went off the glass after it rattled out, but it rattled out to the back. And now the bounce pass will come up ahead. On the run here is going to be Lundeen. Lundeen's going to drive, has it blocked by Beavers. Beavers is going to hold on to it, and Overton is going to hold on to the game. The Overton Eagles battling all night, trailed a couple of times here in the second half, and they hold off a pesky squad from Axtell. Your final score, it's Overton 47, Axtell 43. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Now's the time to buy at Killian Motors in Kearney. The President's Day sale is going on through the month of February. Stop in and see what great deal you can qualify for. Maybe loyalty cash, customer cash, bonus cash, or 0% interest. With the President's Day sale going on now at Killian's, you can save bigger than you imagine. Plus, don't forget, we have a great selection of late model trade-ins to choose from. Stop and see why we are the place where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic, the D19 Girls Sub-District Semifinals. The first one goes to Overton as they end the season for Axtell, a final of 47-43. This is the MISCO Sports Postgame Show. MISCO Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at MISCO's. MISCO's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. And again, it was a tough one here as Axtell, who trailed by 10 in that fourth quarter, was able to whittle it down, actually had a chance at one point to tie it with a three-pointer, but weren't able to do that. And then a couple of free throws down the stretch for Overton. And again, Overton hadn't been to the line a whole lot, but they went 5 of 8 from the free throw line. And as a result of that, with 13 fewer free throw attempts, they scored only 5 fewer points. So a little bit better free throw shooting here for Overton, and also a little bit better shooting from the field. Really the difference here for the Eagles as they keep the season alive here, 47-43. And again, this is a pretty good rivalry this season. All three games won by Overton, but the game that was played in Axtell was 64-59. The game played in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament was 55-51. So that one was just a little bit closer. And this one also 4 points at 47-43, but it felt even closer than that, Jeff.
Yeah, and this seemed, for me, Randy, it seemed like a game of runs at the beginning. When Axtell did have their lead, they never had it for more than 2 points. And Overton was able to extend it. At some point, they got an 8-0 run and got it up to about 8. I think at one point they got even a 10-point lead. So Axtell was able to match each one of those runs that Overton got, except for the last one, and they just fell up short. Like you'd said, the difference for me seemed like it was at the free throw line, Axtell, or at the shooting wise. If you look at 2-point field goals, they both made 15, so it kind of came down to a 3-point field goal. Axtell only 1 of 10 there, Overton 4 of 7, so they shot really well from the 3-point line when they did get it. Axtell did try to chip away at it at the free throw line. They tried 10 of 21, but they left 11 points out there at the free throw line. Lost this one by 4. If you look at the rebounding stats, Axtell out-rebounded Overton 31-26. And turnovers were pretty much a wash, 19-17. So Overton did turn the ball over twice as much. Fouls were a big story of the game. Kit Wells fouled out of the game. Lauren Lundeen had 4 fouls. Nickel had 3 for Axtell. And then for Overton, they had a trio of girls with 4 fouls, Enix, Miller, and Beavers. If we look at their points, though, first, for the winning team, the Overton Eagles, they were led by Madison Beaver. She had 16 points, 7 rebounds. Kinsey Enox with 13 points and 10 rebounds, so a double-double for her. And then 6 apiece for Danny Jewett, Addie Fisher, and Abby Miller. So pretty balanced scoring from their secondary scorers. But again, they were led by Madison Beaver with 16. If you look at Axtell, try as they might, they fell short. Laura Lundeen led all scorers with 21. Hannah Kring with 16 points, 9 rebounds, so one board short of a double-double for her, and a couple of points for Kit Wells, Carly Persofsky, and Caitlin Sorensen. So a couple teams led by 2 different scores, and then just seemed like the secondary help was there for 10
and they pulled this one off by four.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Going to Bowman and shot for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back here. Let's give you some other scores over at Kearney High. No problem for top-ranked Minden advancing into the sub-district final against either Kearney Catholic or Centura, as Minden holds up their end of the bargain of what could be a matchup of the two top teams in the state, depending on how that second game turns out. Minden, though, rolled tonight against Broken Bow, a final of 77-28. At last report we had, it was St. Cecilia up by 17 against Donovan Trumbull. That game on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5. So there's the updates that we have for you at this moment. And we're still kind of keeping an eye out for Chelsea Losey from Overton, as well as Kelly Cooksley, the head basketball coach for Axtell. And they might have been shanghaied by somebody. We don't see him, so unfortunately, aren't able to talk to him at the moment. Perhaps we'll have an interview with Chelsea Losey at halftime of the next game. She can kind of break down the first half of Wilcox-Hildreth and Elm Creek for us, as well as talk about her game. So we'll try to get a hold of Coach and talk to her at halftime of our next game. So if you are an Overton fan and want to hear from the coach, we'll effort that at halftime of the game here between Wilcox-Hildreth and Elm Creek. We're going to step